Astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have discovered a gigantic star that could be up to 186 million miles across. This star unleashes as much energy in 6 seconds as our sun does in a whole year. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days will I pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1991. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, because I repeat again, near the throne of the Eternal Father, he views a ball so immense, so beyond all man's speculations, that it will destroy all the three quarters of the earth. It is in your atmosphere. It has been noticed by few, but the few seek not to bring fear to the heart of mankind. They do not know that it is the Eternal Father who now will guide that door. As in Sodom and Gomorrah, mankind had gone down and given itself over to Satan, I ask you now, my children, to turn back from your road to destruction, for you will be surely destroyed, as was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality shall not be condoned. It is an abomination in the eyes of the Eternal Father, and as such is condemning many to hell. Guard your children, mothers of the world. Guard them against the forces that are loosed upon earth. It is truly the final battle raging with Lucifer. You ask me, my child, why does this have to come about? I say with sadness, I say this for myself and my mother. We have used every means possible to bring mankind back onto the right road, but he has chosen his own path, one built on pride, arrogance, and lust. My child and my children, you must awaken now before it is too late. Now Jesus is looking over at our lady. Oh, she's crying. I never saw anybody cry before. He's crying. What's the matter, Mother? My child, my tears fall upon you all. Is it worth the night pleading constantly for you before the throne of the Eternal Father? This would have come upon mankind sooner. But now I can tell you that those who will be saved will be counted in the few. Those who will be saved will be counted in the few. My child and my children, I come to you as a mother of peace, a mother of love. And above all, I want you to turn to my son and have courage in the days ahead. Many will fall from the wall of redemption. Now, my child, I know that this has been a time of great stress for you. It is urgent that the message from my son be given to the world. Now, Our Lady is taking the most beautiful crucifix from within her gown. It's made of solid gold, and she's holding it out like this. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children. I seek in my heart to find a refuge for you all. I am not despairing at this time at the knowledge that was given to me by the Eternal Father. I have great hopes for rescuing most of my children. But the Eternal Father makes it known that the numbers saved will be counted in the few. Now Jesus is putting his hand out, and he's making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips, which means to listen and repeat. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burns the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, I asked you once, were the knowledge of the world to repeat what I now give you? The exhortation. Dear Holy Father, worried and mourn, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep go thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements, from heavenly shores, so deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must descend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender. Are too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life, smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory, and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story?
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On October 7th, 1997, the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, NASA announced that astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have identified what may be the most luminous star known. It is a celestial mammoth that releases up to 10 million times the power of the Sun and is big enough to fill the diameter of the Earth's orbit. This star could be up to 186 million miles across. It is 25,000 light years away from the Earth. It unleashes as much energy in 6 seconds as our Sun does in a whole year. Could this star be the ball of redemption that will destroy 3/4 of the Earth's population? The Bayside prophecies tell of a star that will be sent at the world. Veronica saw this vision on June 18, 94. Right now I see a large star up above the tall tree on the right side of the banner. Now this star is growing very large, an exaggerated form of a star. But oh, I can see why, because the star now is covering the whole area of the trees, beyond the trees and down toward us. It seems to be increasing in velocity, wherever or whatever you want to call it, this expansion of the star. On June 5th, 1975, Veronica saw this vision. Jesus says to watch carefully. I see what appears to be a huge star. It looks like a star. I'm not familiar with them. I know it's something celestial, a huge star, and it's coming over very fast across the sky. Now I see another star. It looks like the moon, not a star, the moon. And I can see this star or this round. It's got a lot of rings around it. It's a huge body with rings around it. I don't know what it is, a star, planet, and it seems to be going crazily. It's jumping up and down and jiggling, going back and forth. And now all of a sudden it's shooting out, right out into space, and it's heading across the sky. Oh, if it keeps going, it's going to bump into the moon. Oh my goodness. Oh, it looks like this thing, this star, just seemed to come from out of nowhere. It seemed to have shot right out into space, and it's heading for, it looks like the moon. Yes. And now it's getting closer. I notice it's very red. It's no longer white. It looked white before. Now it looks very red. And oh my goodness, it looks like the ball again. Oh my goodness, it's red and orange. It looks from here now very hot. I can see it very closely. Oh my. And now as it's going past the moon, No, it's not hitting the moon, but it looks like it's heading for the sun. Oh my goodness, it looks like two big balls, like two suns in the sky. Oh my goodness. Oh. Now Jesus says, "My child, the ball you see is out in your atmosphere. Men of science are ever seeking, but never finding the truth. They have cast aside the knowledge of the supernatural. However, no human mind can understand the ways of the Eternal Father who controls your elements. A star shall be sent upon you. I have asked you in the past to hold back this time of great trial to mankind by following the direction of my mother." Unquote. How can we protect ourselves, our families, and our loved ones from this tremendous ball of redemption, this giant star? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 in shipping and handling. Write today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. In the past week, the holy hours grew by 260 for a grand total of 25,376 holy hours to be prayed before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament in the next year. If you would like to join us, just write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and let us know how many holy hours you will pray each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year. And we will include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I also ask that you pray that we will have many generous supporters who will help keep Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1991. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
My child and my children, I will not elaborate on my son's discourse with you tonight. All I can say is I stand before the Eternal Father and continuously plead your cause before him. If this was not to be, you would have received the ball of redemption already. I do not know, my children, how long I can hold the hand of the Eternal Father back. I can say at this time that when the ball of redemption hits the earth, only a few will be saved. I see it's a huge ball. It's covering the whole sky. It's coming into the trees, too. It's huge. It's feathering. And there's fire too. There's fire all around it. It's huge, as far as I can see. It's a whole mountain that's falling on us. A rock with fire. Oh no. Oh. Now it's becoming dark. The darkness is covering a horrible sky. It was all afire. It was huge.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1991. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, let's see. My first testimony reads as follows. Dear friends of Christ, I am writing a few lines to let you know that I pray to Our Lady of the Roses for my mother, Louise. She had an ulcer or lesion on her lip that would not heal. I touched the rose petal from Bayside, blessed by Jesus and Mary, to her lip and prayed for the healing of her lip. She has been suffering for 4 months and not being able to eat well and has lost weight. I had to feed her very soft food. I promised Our Lady of the Roses that if she would heal my mother's lip, we would send $10 donation to help keep her, to help keep her messages on the radio. My mother's lip is finally well and she's doing very well. Enclosed is the money order of $10 I promise to send to Our Lady of the Roses. May God bless you, and then that is signed. Now, my next one here says, Dear Gary, I have been a believer in the Bayside apparitions of Our Lady for the past 2 years, and I always see a request for testimonies, but until today, I never bothered to tell my story of conversion and cure. In the winter of 1984 and 85, I was beginning to lose all faith in God, even though I was going to Sunday Mass and teaching CCD classes. In February, I attended an all-day music seminar at our parish, and when it was over, I found a copy of a Bayside message on my car window. I was very surprised that the Blessed Mother was appearing in our own country. After reading the messages, I put it away, and after a day or two, I totally forgot about it. 2 weeks later, I had been reading a book about the church. When I began to write a message of which I felt I had no control, the message proclaims the Holy Trinity, that one must love and obey God, and that a new era was soon in coming. Needless to say, I was shaken up and quickly knelt in prayer to ask God what I should do. In my head, a strong voice spoke of the word Bayside. I didn't understand, but by the time I stood up on my feet, I knew it was the place Our Lady was appearing, that I should write to them. In that month of March, I began to pray to St. Teresa of the Little Flower each day and was blessed with the smell of roses when I was shopping at the grocery store. I had not realized that she was so instrumental in Bayside apparitions. Soon the fruits were visible, for I began to change. When I received the information packet from Bayside, I joined the local rosary prayer group, and soon I had the urge to go to Bayside myself. Satan, of course, had put several obstacles in my way. I was scheduled for major surgery. We had to move out of our house due to selling it. Thanks to St. Teresa's intercession, I should also know the previous year I had been hospitalized twice for chronic asthma. and needed to take several medications a day for food allergies. With much prayer, I rescheduled surgery and flew to New York. When I reached the grounds of the Vatican Pavilion, I felt like a magnet was pulling me towards the site. I knelt quickly and cried freely while praying the rosary. Later, I saw so many supernatural things that I will briefly list them. The statue of Our Lady smiled. She also shed a teardrop. I saw a cloud in the form of St. Michael the Archangel, with little angels carrying his robe. I saw the Blessed Mother in form of a cloud, standing regularly with her crown and her hands in prayer. I saw Jesus twice very clearly, kneeling in prayer. And I saw twice the miracle of the sun, two times. On my return flight to Washington, I started to think about seeing our bishop and telling him all about Bayside and what I had seen and felt. When I stopped over in Minneapolis to change planes, who did I see sitting alone? Our bishop from Washington. I spoke to him for 1.5 hours on Bayside, trying to convince him of the authenticity. After my surgery, I began attending Mass daily, and in a few weeks I noticed I no longer had asthma, no need of medication, was no longer allergic to the 7 different foods. It has been 2 years now since I've had any cold or asthma or need of medication. I give all the credit to our Blessed Mother, to St. Teresa, whom I call the Starter Saint, as she led me to Mary and to Jesus, who is present in the Holy Eucharist. Praise be to God. Then that is sign. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray to Our Lady and ask her to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.